Harry Reid is absent because he's still convalescing a little bit from the mishap in the gym, but I know he'll be back strong next week, and I've had a chance to talk to him. I want to thank the Speaker and Leader McConnell, as well as Dick Durbin filling in for Mr. Reid and Nancy Pelosi and all the leadership that are here today. First of all, some of these folks I haven't seen, so I've had an opportunity to wish them Happy New Year. To the Speaker, I just want to point out, I said there are going to be some things that we agree on. Having a college football playoff is clearly something that we can agree on. I called for it when I came into office. I think it turned out pretty well, particularly for Ohio, so I want to congratulate the Ohio State Buckeyes for their outstanding victory, and commend Oregon as well for fielding a great team because their quarterback is from my original home state of Hawaii. And I also want to just talk to all this leadership about how we can keep the progress going that we're seeing, particularly in our economy. The latest job report indicates that the recovery continues to move in a robust fashion. We've now created 58 straight months of private sector job growth, about 11 million jobs created in the private sector. Unemployment rates come down faster than any time in several decades. We now are seeing the strongest job growth overall, as well as in manufacturing since the 1990s. We are producing more energy than ever before. The deficit has been cut by two-thirds. And we're finally starting to see some movement last year in wages going up at a time when families are also enjoying some lower gas prices. So we're in a position to make sure that 2015 is an even stronger year. And relative to our competitors, we are holding much better cards. The key now is for us to work as a team to make sure that we build on this progress. Obviously, there are disagreements around the table on a whole range of issues, but there are also areas where we can't agree, and that's where we're going to be focused. Just to cite a few examples, I've got a State of the Union next week. One of the things that we're going to be talking about is cybersecurity. With the Sony attacks that took place, with the Twitter account that was hacked by Islamist jihadist sympathizers yesterday, it just goes to show how much more work we need to do, both public and private sector, to strengthen our cybersecurity, to make sure that families' bank accounts are safe, to make sure that our public infrastructure is safe. I've talked to both the Speaker as well as Mitch McConnell about this, and I think we agree that this is an area where we can work hard together, get some legislation done, and make sure that we are much more effective in protecting the American people from these kinds of cyber attacks. I think that there's going to be opportunities for us to work together on trade. There's going to be opportunities for us to work together on simplifying the tax system and making sure everybody's paying their fair share. There are going to be opportunities for us to streamline government so it's more responsive. And on each of these issues, I'm going to be listening to everybody around this table, and I'm hopeful that with a spirit of cooperation, putting America first, we can be in a position where at the end of this year we'll be able to look back and say we're that much better off than we were when we started the year. So I just want to thank everybody for being here, and I'm very much looking forward to not just this discussion, but some real collaboration over the course of the next several months. All right? Thank you very much, everybody.